early.
Frequency.
Frequency?
Frequency.
No, not frequency. Frequency. Frequency.
Speak and frequency.
Frequency.
Frequency?
Frequency.
Frequency. Frequency. Got some frequencies.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
said I needed to make changes beyond some box-ticking exercise. Sad collapse and forced denture cream with the illustration from a packet of Dr. White's. I take up the floorboards and hide my masturbatory wares. In my head, I can hear them singing. In my head, I can hear them singing. We'll be right back.
See the world with a heart that knows. Shadow play.
You're listening to Waveforms WGXC, Agra 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. My name is Mayuko, and I'm the host of Bequency Meet Bird People in Hudson Valley, which is a radio program here on WGXC that invites the local community to be inspired by the joy, beauty, and wisdom bird enthusiasts find in the nature of our neighborhoods. Every episode features an interview with local bird people, plus a freeform mix of sound made by birds and humans inspired by birds. And it's a monthly show. It airs every fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. But so tonight I'm filling in. This is not my usual time slot. And just playing some music, but somewhat bird themed, somehow bird related music. I'm calling this Meet Bird People in the Basement edition. Just trying to play some, you know, music that there's some tunes that I haven't been able to find a spot in my regular Bequency time slots, and it's been accumulating, so I figured I'll just play them all at once. But it just happened to be a selection of music that somehow sounds to me like something coming from the basement. You know, when it comes to nature-themed music, you know, some music that's something to do with nature, like podcast opening or whatever, it tends to be kind of gentle, like acoustic guitar or ambient stuff, you know. And I like those stuff too. I play that stuff on Bequency myself. But the natural world, you know, also can be quite kind of destructive and wild, dark, you know, scary at times. And I suppose, you know, we'll face that kind of scary aspect of it maybe more and more from here on. You know, those of you in LA, you're in my thoughts. I hope you're all staying safe as much as possible. But we can only keep on going, you know, figuring out what we can do, a small action we can take in our everyday life in here in Hudson Valley. That's something I like to really learn myself by talking to my wonderful guests on this program, Bequency, when it's in its usual slot on Saturdays. Today, I don't have a guest. It's just me playing music, listening to this music with you. And that's the thing. I'm also, you know, kind of interested in why and how artists choose birds to be their subject matter. Like, why do they choose birds to symbolize something that, you know, they may not be birders themselves. They may not be looking at birds in their real life, but they chose birds to represent something, you know, some kind of emotion or something, I don't know, something that represents their imagination in the world. So this is some creative decision to use bird. So that's kind of fascinating to me. And that's what's happening tonight. We just finished the first set with a Canadian artist, Aleem Khan, and the track we heard was titled Pinko from Pinko, the same titled album from 2017. And man, I really love this track. It actually has nothing to do with birds, I have to say, but I really love it, and it always makes me think of a flock of birds flying in the wind on a windy day somehow. Not so much a coordinated flock like starlings or horned lark, but more like American robin in the strong wing of spring or something. And so that's why I wanted to play it tonight. Ahead of that, we heard Rain Tree Crow, which is a reunion project by the members of Japan, not the country I'm from, but the band Japan from England. Rain Tree Crow is the name of the band. The song title and the album title, which came out in 1991. Cy Paul Sandra, a Welsh experimental musician and multi-instrumentalist, gave us the Goat Owl from an album titled Practical Electronics Whiz. That's the name of the title. That came out in 2019 from Editions Migo. I guess my basement idea really came from this track. But who knows, he lives in Wales. I wish I could visit Wales. I was in the UK in October and did a bunch of birding there. But man, I wish I could stop by Welsh and see some Welsh birds. So he must be spending a lot of time outdoors, maybe. Anyhow, we started today's show with Ruth White, one of the electronic music pioneers. She gave us a track titled Owls from Flowers of Evil. An album came out in 1969. Let's listen to more birdie music. Thanks for tuning in. This is Bequency on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I love you, my
This is Bequency. Meet Bird People in the Basement Edition. All birdie music that sounds like coming from some basement, or so it sounds to me anyway. Some of these people may be the healthiest early risers who spend a lot of time outdoors, but that's the kind of stuff we're listening to tonight. Felicie Atkinson gave us A Swan from an album titled Echo. Mutskoy Tanet translates male dance, gave us Karmani Libid, meaning pocket swan. The same titled album, Karmani Libid. The Residents gave us two tracks, somehow something to do with the crow. The first one, the top of the set, we heard The Coming of the Crow from Hell. And then The Cry of a Crow from this one is, I played it off of Our Tired, Our Poor, Our Huddled Masses. So that's what we heard in the second set. And I would like to take this opportunity to announce some bird walks in and around the Hudson Valley. Let's see. In Columbia County. So I mentioned in my first mic break that there are many little things, that little actions that one can take in everyday life in your own neighborhood. This is where this kind of idea comes in. We have a waterfowl count in Columbia County, Sunday, January 19th, this coming Sunday, which is, we'll be meeting at 9 a.m. at Stuyvesant Landing off 9. And this has been held every year since 1955, except 68 to 72, for monitoring New York wintering waterfowl. And you think you're just going out and hanging out and watching birds and have fun? If you submit this data of everything you see, it goes into the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's lab, if you use the app called eBird. And they accumulate all this data, and that's going to be used by smart people, the citizen science, you know, project type of thing. The people who need these information, these data, to figure out all the problems that's related to climate crisis and everything. So this little fun thing you can do on this weekend, it actually is helpful. So if you're in Columbia County, that's happening on Sunday, January 19th, waterfowl count. And this is organized by Alan DeVoe Bird Club. So you can check out more information if you're interested at www.alandevobirdclub.org. And if you are in Dutchess County people also have waterfowl counts. It's on Saturday, this Saturday, January 18th. If it snows, they are doing it on January 19th. But Saturday, January 18th, waterfowl count. If you're an active birder and would like to participate, please contact Debbie Van Ziel. Her email address is cbc1@watermanbirdclub.org. And you can find more information, again, if you're interested. It's available at watermanbirdclub.org. That's the gang of Dutchess County. They also have like more of a regular walk type of thing. They have one in at Thompson Pond on Wednesday, January 22nd at 9 a.m. And Schwangunk Grassland NWR, they're doing that on January 24th, Friday, Schwangunk. And then on Wednesday, January 29th, they're meeting at Mills Norrie Point, Stottsburg, at 9 a.m. Again, the information is available if you're in Dutchess County. That's at watermanbirdclub.org. And then if you're in Ulster County, they are also doing winter bird count. Wait a minute, not the water, the winter waterfowl count. They're doing it on, oh, this Saturday too. So it really, it's all happening this weekend. Counting ducks and stuff, basically. This annual statewide count includes blah, blah, blah. Let me see. The survey will include open bodies of water, especially along the Hudson, Esopus, Wallkill, and Rondouts rivers, and possibly the Ashokan Reservoir, as well as open agricultural areas where geese may graze. So if you are in somewhere near these places that I just mentioned, it's happening on this Saturday, January 18th. And this is organized by John Burroughs Natural History Society. You can find more information, if you're interested, at jbnhs.org. jbnhs.org. And let's see what's happening in the... Well, if you're in the Berkshire County, Southern Berkshire County, there's recently the Berkshire Bird Observatory started walk every Saturday from January 1st through March 31st, 2025, winter bird walks. This is not a waterfowl count, but this is a beginner-friendly bird walk, morning bird walks at 10 a.m. This is, you can find these actually information and all my past interviews of this radio show, Bequency. You can, everything I mentioned is available at bequency.substack.com, and all the links and dates and contact information are all available. So if you're interested, you can check out that website. Again, it's at bequency.substack.com. I really should wrap up here and start playing music, because I'll run out of time for the last stretch of this show. I wanted to play this track that's kind of long, so I had a hard time finding a spot, but it's really a fun one. So before I run out of time, I'm gonna play it. This is by Chile-born, I think British-based, British citizen, I think, artist Christian Vogel, and the track is titled Soratobu Black Swan. Somehow the first part is in Japanese, but it just means the black swan flying in the sky or something like that. So why don't we go ahead and listen to that track. Thank you so much for listening. This is Bequency on WGXC. Thank you.
Thank you.